songs are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. We are in Matthew chapter 5, and we see Matthew chapters 5 through 7. Is the sayings of Jesus. So it is called the Sermon on the Mount. So that's where we are now in Matthew chapter 5. And we stopped at verse 12 last week. And we see where Jesus was telling his disciples how to respond during persecution, how to respond when they were insulted and all kind of evil things were set up against them. He was teaching them how to respond. Verse 12 told us that Jesus said, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted the prophets who were before you." So Jesus was saying that this is how we respond to persecution. We should be filled with joy and overflow with gladness. And people of God, we remember in Acts 5, 40 through 41, how when the disciples were beaten and they were told not to speak anymore in the name of Jesus. But the word said, they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And the word of God is just telling us that we should go forth rejoicing when we are persecuted for righteousness' sake, and that we should feel happy to know that we are persecuted for the name of Jesus. So Jesus said, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted the prophets which were before you." Remember, the prophets of old were persecuted. They were mocked. 2 Chronicles 36:16 tells us that they were mocked. The messengers of God were mocked and despised. And they misused the prophets. But the word of God said the wrath of God will come upon them till there was no remedy. Let us pray and begin. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy. Thank you for enabling us to be here, to hear your word. Father God, we pray that we will not just be hearers of your word, but we will be obedient to your word. Holy Spirit of God, we pray that you illuminate your word to us, that we will understand your word and apply it unto wisdom. Father God, I pray that our light will shine each day, that others will see you in us and glorify your great name. So we just thank you again for this privilege to bring forth your good news. And we pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, for receptive hearts, hearts that will receive your words and change in the name of Jesus. Father, we look to you, we bless you, we honor and give you glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen. So we continue in Matthew chapter 5. And we'll go on to verse 13. We'll go on to verse 13 of Matthew chapter 5. And the word of God says to us this day, the word said, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." These are very serious words, the very hard sayings that we would say it's a hard saying, because Jesus is saying if the salt has lost its flavor, it's good for nothing but to be trampled under the foot of men. People of God, the Lord is calling us to that place of impacting the world. We are called to bring flavor to this fallen world. We are called to impact the world. We are called to be people of influence wherever Christ has placed us. And when we look, people of God, on the use of salt, we see it, we use it in our everyday life. Without putting salt on our food, it's really insipid. It's without flavor. And we see that how good it is to have something that is flavorful to eat. So we need salt in our everyday life. And Jesus was saying, if we have lost our flavor, if we have lost that ability to season, to impact, to influence, then we are good for nothing but to be thrown out under the foot of men, for men to trample us, for men to just use us and misuse us without any respect for us because we have lost our impact. People of God, we have to sit and really ponder what the word is saying today. When we look at another use of salt, we see it's for medicinal properties. It has medicinal properties, especially cleansing and healing. We see salt, people of God. We see when we use it in the physical sense. When we go to the doctor, sometimes you have a wound, they use normal saline to cleanse it, that salt and water. So we see it has cleansing property and healing properties. People of God, it's also a thirst inducer. And when we as God's people truly start to live a Christ-like life, when we start to live for Christ, then we see people are going to be drawn to us. People are going to want what we have. But we are called, people of God, not to lose our influence, not to lose our impact. We are to live a life that the world will want to be like us. We are to bring hope, peace, and the new life in Christ to whoever we come in contact with. We do not want to lose our influence in this world. Jesus said that we would be good for nothing but to be trampled on by the world. We do not want to love the world, people of God, and the things of the world. We want to show the love of Jesus wherever we go and dare to be different. Let us dare to be different and not being ashamed to live differently from the world. The world is seeking for Jesus. With all the restlessness and the wanton living that they are displaying, it is an inner cry for the Savior. Let us purpose in our hearts, people of God, as children of God, to impact the world with God's love and His truth. So wherever Christ has placed us, in whichever area, whether it's in the secular world, sometimes our job is in the secular world, people of God, in the schools, wherever He has placed us. Let us impact that world. Let us dare to be different. Let us walk, people of God, in the light of God's word. Let us be that salt and light that Christ has called us to be. That we can surely be the one that the world will run to. We will so induce their thirst for Christ that they will run to us and say, what must I do to be saved? We have to come to that place, children of God, to know the purpose, the reason that we are called. We have to apprehend what Christ has apprehended us for. We have to say, Lord, show me and teach me as you place me in this area. Show me why I am here and what I must do to show forth your glory and your praise where you have placed me. So people of God, the Lord is calling us to be that salt of the earth, to be that salt in this world that is rotting away in sin. We are to be people of God, the ones who bring forth healing through the word of God that we give to others. The word of God is spirit and it is life. So when we go with the word, others will hear and come to Jesus Christ and find their peace and joy and contentment in him. Look at verse 14 of Matthew chapter 5. Verse 14, the word said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden." You are the light of the world. Jesus declared to us that we are the light of the world. We are the guide to the world. We are to lead and the world follow us. But because many of God's people have conformed to the world, they are now following the world instead of guiding the world. People of God, we have gotten it wrong. We have turned it around the other way. We are to be the guide for the world. Jesus made that declaration over us. You are the light of the world. You are the guide to the world. We are to lead the world follow. But we see it, people of God, it has turned the other way where the world is leading and we are following. Let us stop and take stock and look into our lives and see, people of God, that we have truly gone the wrong way. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned to our own way. We have not been going the way of the Lord. We have strayed from his word. But he's calling us back. He's calling us to shine our light again. To be that guide again. The world is seeking. The world is looking for Jesus. And can't find him because his people have obscured the light. The word said, a city set on a hill cannot hide. Lost people, people of God, are looking for that landmark to find their way home. The Lord is calling us to be that landmark where many will run to us and say, "What must I do to be saved?" Our standards have to be higher than the world standard, where they will have to look to us for guidance. People of God, we are called to be that light and that salt. Look at verse 15, people of God. "Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house." So Jesus was saying that our light cannot be hidden, children of God. We cannot say that we are Christians and no one in the workplace knows. We blend in with everyone else and do all manner of evil like everyone else. And people of God, they are there in darkness just the same because our light is hidden. We are not to be ashamed of who we are in Christ, but to proclaim him boldly, people of God. A light that is covered up will be put out soon because there is no oxygen going to it. People of God, we have to understand the oxygen keeps that light burning. So because there is no oxygen going to it, it's covered up. It will be put out soon. People of God, we need to put our light on a candlestick, being bold witnesses for Christ Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit, the Ruah. He is the breath, the ear, the fans. He fans our flame so that we burn brightly for Christ, lighting every area where he sends us, living a life of wholehearted devotion to Christ. Wherever we go, people of God, we are not ashamed of our identity in Christ Jesus. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because it's the power of God unto salvation. We are not ashamed to own him as our master. The word of God tells us if we are ashamed of him down here, he will be ashamed of us. He will be ashamed, people of God, to introduce us to his Father. So we have to come to that place of understanding that we are called to shine our light, that others will see Christ in us. Look at verse 16, people of God. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. People of God, Jesus is reminding us today to let our good deeds speak for us today. We are called to live righteously, bringing honor to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. People have to see Christ demonstrated in our lives daily. People of God, we have to be that living epistle that people will read. Many will not take up the Bible and read it, but our life should reflect Christ in such a way that there is no question as to who we are. So Christ said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Your good deeds will speak for you and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The word of God tells us in Ephesians 2:10, we are God's workmanship created unto good works. We are God's workmanship created unto good works, people of God. So we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. But we are also called to do good works. We are called to do good works, to do the right thing. And if we continue to read, people of God, Matthew chapters 5 through 7, we'll see, people of God, and the Sermon on the Mount, people call it the Sermon on the Mount, but the sayings of Jesus. Jesus said, if you hear these sayings of mine and do them, I liken you to a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And all the rains come, the storms, the cares of life, all the challenges come. You'll still be standing because you have adhered, you have been obedient to the words of Jesus Christ. So we are saved by grace through faith, but we are also created, as Ephesians 2:10 tells us, unto good works. When we look in John 15:8, the word said, herein is my Father glorified. This is how my Father God gets the glory, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. We are to bear the fruit of the Spirit, people of God. According to Galatians 5:22 and 23. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Human effort, people of God, and the law cannot produce these fruits. They are produced when we are completely yielded to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is calling us, children of God, to yield ourselves completely to his rulership in our lives. And we are going to be that light he has called us to be. We are going to be the salt of the earth. We are going to impact the world wherever he places us. We are going to influence those around us to draw nearer to Christ. We are going to shine that light wherever he places us. We are not going to put that light under a bushel. We are not going to hide our light. But we are going to be that guide for the world. The world will come to us for advice. What must I do in this situation? And we will say to them, come to Jesus. Surrender your life to Jesus. Confess your sin. He is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Come to Jesus. Tell him about your troubles. And he will hear and he will answer you. Come to Jesus. Submit your whole life to him and find that new life that he gives. So people of God, we have to know that we have a mandate to go and to be the disciples of Jesus Christ, imitating him in every aspect of our lives, imitating him as we continue on this journey, that others will see Christ in us, will see him and come to give him the glory. Look at verse 17 of Matthew chapter 5. Do not think that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Jesus said, don't think that I come to destroy the writings of the law or the prophets, but I come to fulfill them. Jesus came to fulfill or to complete or to satisfy the righteous requirement of the law, people of God. So we have to understand that the law of God is not abolished. Jesus has come to fulfill the laws and the prophet. And people of God, because Jesus fulfilled them, you and I also, through the rulership of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we can live that life pleasing to God, fulfilling what God has called us to do because we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us. Let us turn to Romans 8. Romans 8, 3 and 4. Romans 8, 3 and 4. The Word of God tells us, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, an account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So Christ has come, he fulfilled the righteous requirement of the law, and with his Spirit ruling in our hearts and in our lives, we can also live that life of righteousness because of us placing our faith in Jesus Christ, the righteous one. People of God, the Lord is calling us to that place where we come to know and understand that Christ has done it all for us. He fulfilled all the righteous requirement of the law, and he satisfied, Father God, he satisfied the righteous requirement that the law demands. And people of God, as we put our trust in him, we come to understand that we too, through the power of the Holy Spirit who resides in us, can live that life holy and pleasing to God. Look at verse 18 of Matthew chapter 5. Verse 18 of Matthew chapter 5. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. So Jesus was saying here, not one jot or one tittle shall pass from the law. Not even, Jesus was saying, not even the smallest element of the law. When we look, people of God, and as he speaks about jot, it's the Hebrew letter yod, which is the smallest letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It's like an apostrophe. And the tittle is a little mark, like a little dot, like a period. It's like a little dot. So Jesus was saying that not even the smallest element of the law will pass, but all will be fulfilled. And people of God, we see all was fulfilled. Jesus came and he fulfilled all the Old Testament writings. All was fulfilled at the cross when Jesus said, it is finished. The work is completed. All was fulfilled. People of God, we have to understand what Christ did for us. He fulfilled it all. And because of that, we trust in what he has done. We rest in what he has done, and we walk each day confidently, knowing who our master is, who our savior is. And we walk each day knowing that it's not by our might, nor by our power, but by his spirit. He sent his spirit to live with us and in us. So we have to go forth in his power daily to do his will. Look at verse 19 of Matthew chapter 5. He said, "Whosoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." So people of God, God's commandment still stands. And we are to teach the word of God and remind God's people that we can live holy and pleasing to God through the Holy Spirit who lives with us and in us. Jesus said in John 16 verse 7 that it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. People of God, he is here with us to help us to live a life pleasing to God. He enables us when we are unable, so we can be doers of the word and not hearers only. We do not want to break God's commandments. We do not want to teach others to do so. Jesus said that whoever does that will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever teaches them shall be called great. People of God, we have to come to understand that God's word stands forever. The grass withers and the flower fades, but his word stands forever. So we have to come to understand that we must teach his word, preach his word in season and out of season. Whether they want to hear or forbear, we have to continue to teach and preach God's word. Philippians 2:13 tells us, it is God who works in us, both to will and to do his good pleasure. So it's the Holy Spirit in us who enables us to do the will of God and to do what is pleasing to God. People of God, we have the blessed Comforter with us. Let us stay close to him. Let us stay in union with him. And let us walk by faith and not by sight. God bless you all. We'll continue next week from verse 19 of Matthew chapter 5. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for your word to us. We just thank you that your word is spirit and it is life. We thank you, O God, for those who took time out to hear your word. And we pray, O God, they will not just be hearers, but they will purpose in their hearts to practice what you are saying. Father God, we pray right now that your word will find that good soil in our hearts, that it will germinate and bring forth fruits of righteousness. Thank you again, O God, for reminding us how to live and to remind us that your Holy Spirit is here to enable us. So we give you thanks, we give you praise, honor, and glory as we look to you by faith. And we say thanks in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, and we say amen, amen. God bless you here. Have a wonderful rest of the evening. And have a wonderful weekend and continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Amen and amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
Get ready for a